Once upon a time, there was a fish named George. He lived in the water, as all fish do, but something was different about George. He did not like the water. He swam and swam around in the water, and every place he swam, he would find something that he did not like. First, he said that the rocks were too big. Then he said that the rocks were too small. Nothing would please him. The other fish in his school, all fish belong to his school, would try to cheer him up. They did not understand why he was unhappy. They loved swimming around in the shallow water and being together. The school lived in the intercoastal waters of South Florida. This water was full of life and warmth. There was always plenty of food and activity, and there was never a dull moment for these fish. However, for some reason, George felt restless and discontent, and he wanted more. One day, a big, old, and wise fish came to his school. George listened intently. The old and wise one was telling of vast waters and limitless swimming. He was telling of great whales and big fish. He was also telling about great light and great darkness. Suddenly, George wanted to experience this too. The other fish in his school were not interested, but George was eager. He swam with the big fish towards these vast waters with great dreams. He did not know where he was going, but he trusted the older and wiser fish. Soon the water began to feel cold, and he was seeing giant fish that looked very hungry. He would have been afraid for his life, but he was much too excited by the new sights. Soon they came to a cave, and they found a safe place for the night, with food nearby. George liked it in the cave. It was very quiet, and he could hear calming sounds. Melodious sounds seemed to be coming from a long distance. Even when the big fish swam away, George decided to remain. This was against all normal fish instinct, as fish want to be with other fish. However, as I said earlier, George was not a normal fish. The melodious sound fascinated him, and he could not stop listening to it. He even began to distinguish the different tones and types of sound. He listened, and he listened. He did not move or even eat because he was so busy listening. The more he listened, the more he began to understand about who he really was. The more he listened, the more he fell into a different awareness, and soon he forgot that he was a fish and that he did not like the water. One day the big and wise fish was swimming by the cave, and he thought about George, so he went into the cave. There he found George, just where he had left him, quite some time ago. George had changed, however, and did not look the same at all. He was shining in a special way, and his breathing was extremely slow. George recognized the old and wise fish, and welcomed him. George was also now old and wise, and the two left the cave together. The end. All right, now go to bed. Sweet dreams, princess.